Hey there, everybody. We're Jason and Tony. Welcome to our podcast. We call it
In Case You Missed It.
In Case You Missed It, we talked about the saddest TV moments. So I say, it's the saddest moment in TV history, Tony. And he says, oh, Yeller.
Old Yeller getting shot. Sure, Travis shot him.
That is sad. That's not TV history. That's a movie. We're talking about TV shows. Okay? Right. And then Tony's like,
well, I seen it on the TV.
Where did we see Old Yeller get shot?
I saw it on TV. Therefore, TV show.
Where were you at school? All right. What'd you watch it on?
Movie screen.
TV. So go ahead. TV history, Old Yeller getting shot is my first.
The saddest moments in actual TV history. Number one is from How I Met Your Mother, when Marshall's struggling with his possible infertility, then finds out that his dad had a heart attack and died.
God, that's horrible. Yeah.
Remember on Cheers when Coach had to confront his daughter Lisa and then doesn't let her marry Roy because he wasn't treating her right? That was sad.
I don't remember it, but
I remember that. I love Cheers.
Cheers is a good movie or TV show.
There's some other ones, but I will say this: their number eight pick. Mm-hmm. I remember it, and I remember tearing up during it.
All right.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, when Will is abandoned by his father for the second time, and then that emotional deal there between him and Uncle Phil. Oh my!
I don't remember.
It's heartbreaking, man.
I don't remember.
It's sad.
All right. Well, I'm going to take it to the obvious and everyone the other one everybody's thinking about.
What?
The Vance and Coy seasons of the Dukes of Hazzard when Bo and Luke weren't there.
That was sad.
What were they thinking?
Dude, I don't know, but that should have been number one. Plentyoffish.com is banning the filters for your picture now, finally.
It has got out of hand.
Remember a few years ago, everybody's mad at all the magazines because they were airbrushing everything, and I was like, you need to, everything needs to look. Well, instead, what we did was we invented apps where we could all do that, put a filter on, and...
we all know 10 people that use them.
Plentyoffish.com, that's a dating website.
Yeah, I know.
They have banned the use of photo filters and profile pics because they're saying it misrepresents what people actually look like. Well,
yes.
Here's the thing: I was smart enough to understand, you know, that probably she ain't a bunny.
No, those bunny ears are fake.
Yeah, I don't think she's got puppy dog ears. I bet she don't.
But she wasn't born with them anyway. Those are added on.
But they're talking about the ones that, I guess it's that filter that takes out all the blemishes and stuff.
Makes a woman look like those Precious Moment dolls that were at the gift stores. Remember them, them Precious Moments things?
Yeah.
Ladies, I love you to pieces. You're pretty as you can be. You don't need them. You're wanting to go all pretty that way.
Right.
A man don't want to see that. He wants you to be natural.
Right, yeah. Men hate looking at pretty women.
No, I mean, he wants to know that you just left the pond from fishing. He wants to see, you know, lures and the debris.
Yeah,
he wants to know you're a frog gigging woman.
Baby, I knew you were the one for me when I saw the debris.
Camo hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Real
tree on a woman. Mossy oak.
Now, I'm not in the dating pool, thank God. Mm-hmm. But if the girl's got a skull can ring,
now
you have to draw the line at that, right?
No, I'm in love is what I am. If she dips a good flavor, I mean, she dips something nasty. If it's wintergreen, she's the one. It's love.
Somebody has invented a wearable chair.
Yay.
This is a great product for people who care much more about function over fashion. Mm-hmm. So this is something that your dad is probably going to want, or our dads are going to want.
Okay.
It's a company called Astride Bionics, and they're selling a wearable chair. It straps to your back, legs, and butt, then automatically unfolds when you sit down. This is perfect for tailgating.
This is a wearable seat.
Now, back in the day, I may or may not have drank too much at tailgating, and I may or may not have tried to sit down a few times if the chair wasn't there, and this would have solved that.
Yeah, right?
It's called the Lex Chair, and they're you're trying to get funding on Kickstarter right now. The chairs are fairly nice. I mean, they're not bad, and I mean, for wearable furniture.
Just say that.
Wearable furniture. They claim you can do normal activities while you're wearing one, even running, because people who want a wearable chair are known to run, right? Tony got y'all pumped up today with today's pump-up speech.
Hope it helps.
You gotta lay that heart on the line.
I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.
This is your game now, gentlemen.
Okay, you padded pit bulls. Gather around. Hey, y'all in the locker room, remember to tell somebody if we're out of TP. If you see a pal stranded over there, toss him a roll. One of y'all run this to Jason.
Thanks.
First off, I just want to say you've come a long way, man. And I don't mean just points on the board. This game is more than points on a board. In the Oscar-winning movie Roadhouse, Dalton gets paid a lot of money to beat up troublemakers at the Double Deuce. But guess what? It wasn't about money to Dalton or points on the board. It was about character building and personal development. He hooked up with a hot nurse, lost his best friend Wade Garrett, and practically saved a community from Brad Wesley. Dalton already had money. He didn't care about points on the board. Men like that are men who get hot nurses. Hot nurses, men. Tonight, I want you to imagine the end zone is full of hot nurses. And trust me, you will put points on that board. Remember, be a good sportsman tonight. Don't chew gum stuck under bleachers. And always wave at your mamas. See you on the field, men.
Here's today's word of the day.
It's hard to spell.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Femininimental. Femininimental is when a woman has a manly thought, like, what the toenail clippers smell like. Femininimental.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
If you want the blood, you'll have to suck, said the mosquito daddy to the mosquito boy Chuck.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a 24-year-old bride from Georgia. Her name is Ricky Kaylee.
All right, Ricky Kaylee.
She planned her bachelorette party to the Bahamas months ago, and then Hurricane Dorian hit.
Oh, poor Ricky Kaylee.
Well, the resort she booked, it wasn't affected by the storm. I guess it was on the south end of the Bahamas there that didn't get hit too bad. But Ricky realized that this was a chance to help some people.
Huh?
So she and her friends, they got on social media and asked people to donate stuff, everything from canned food to clothing. Then when they flew to the Bahamas last week, they brought along 40 suitcases of stuff.
Oh, Ricky.
And here's something cool, too. Delta waived the charges when they found out what they were doing.
Let them carry it over there for nothing.
Yeah, so they didn't charge them a bag fee.
Yeah, right. For the way 40. To go, yeah. Delta, too.
Ricky says the whole thing was her 17-year-old sister's idea, and her bridesmaids immediately got on board with it. They ended up with way more stuff than they can take, so they're shipping the rest, and people also donated about $1,800 to help out as well.
Wow.
That's a great deal.
Best day of her life, and she turned it into a way to give.
Well, this is a bachelorette party. It's leading up to the best day of her life.
Well, you know, she took a great opportunity to make it even better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So way to go, Ricky.
Ricky, Kaylee, and your sister, y'all are
real good.
All right, well, that wraps up the podcast for today. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.